Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Happy Friendsgiving! Even though it was already Thanksgiving, but I feel like it's just the year of happy Friendsgiving. Do you know what I mean? Or no?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, because not everybody lives close to their family, but wherever you live, you have friends nearby.
Yeah.
So you're probably spending more time with friends than you have been family.
You know, he just sounded like Jolie.
Jolie.
Yeah. Because Jolie always goes, let's do that as a family.
As a family. I did just say, naturally came
as
out.
As a family.
Instead of your family.
Can we have dinner as a family?
It's so cute. Except when a grown person says it.
Yeah, that's how I was like.
But yeah, so this whole year has been like a friends year. Friendsgiving, friends miss, friends everything.
I feel like it's because we can't, you know, we were last minute going to go to Michigan for Thanksgiving because, you know, grandparents are getting old and I wanted to eat my grandpa's stuffing, but it was COVID and obviously we didn't want to bring anything to them. So we were supposed to spend Thanksgiving with some friends of ours, but they were sick. And Jolie randomly like got a fever out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It was one of those like, she has no symptoms. She's just tired, but she had a fever.
Yeah.
So it was super strange. And so I'm like, you know what? Something just didn't feel right to me about the whole situation. And so we ended up staying home. But I got to tell you what, it was probably one of my favorite Thanksgivings.
It was so nice. Like as much as like the friend's house we're going to go to is like family, it was just nice, just us.
It was relaxing and, you know,
no forced small talk or conversation.
I got to tell you what, I hate small talk. It's one of my least favorite things in the world to do. We've got invited to go to some other friends' places, like neighborly friends, which our neighbors are awesome. But I just don't like small talk. It gives me so much anxiety to do small talk. Like, so.
And I'm kind of the king of small talk at times. It's like anytime Jan and I have gone to like a mutual business meeting, I'm in there like, hey, what's up? You know, just
when it's business, I feel like I just want to get to it.
You do. Like there's no butter in the biscuit for you. Like I'll be in like, hey, Kevin, hey, so and so, how you guys doing? Doing all right? Jan's like, okay, let's talk. What are we gonna do? I'm like, damn, like you just strictly business when it's about business.
Yeah, I really don't know honestly why. Look, I think with business, I want to get to it. You know, just get to the business talk of things. But then also, when it comes to friends, it's hard for me to, like, I love meeting new people. You know that. Like, mm-hmm. I met my best friend on an airplane, so I like to talk. I think it's just the small talk of just the few back and forth things that I don't like. Like, if I'm going to talk to you, I want to get in. I want to know your story.
I want to know
why you aren't married, why you got divorced. Like, I want to like ask all of those questions. That's the stuff I want to talk about. It's the small talk like, oh, what do you do? Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't like it.
No, it's true. It's like you can become friends with people so quickly because you go there so quickly and you have an inviting presence about you. So people are willing to go there with you quickly. And then once you get there, it's like, all right, this like, hey, how are you? Like that small talk stuff you just have a problem with. And I see that.
Which is why I'm happy because this year, I mean, granted, again, we didn't have our Friendsgiving, but I feel like it is the season of Friendsgiving because for Christmas, we're going to do a Friendsmas.
Which we did last year, and it was so awesome.
Yeah. And
nothing against family or anything like that. It's just...
Well, we'd love to have our family, but they're afraid of, you know, COVID and all those things. So.
Okay, so if you had a choice between spending the holidays with your friends or your family, what would you choose?
Well, I mean, obviously, I would choose my family. Like, I want to see my family. You know,
but
there's no but. I will say last Friendsmas was so much fun with all the friends. Mm-hmm. Like we had a great time.
You know what it's like you know, so Jan and I, we have the same kind of routine list of Christmas movies that we watch every year. And we started it this past weekend with Four Christmases. Mm-hmm. Very, we think that's a very underrated movie, by the way. Vince Vaughn and...
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. And like when they're talking at the beginning of the movie and his friends are like, you know, we got to go to my parent or my mother-in-law's and sleep on the couch with the cats and do this and do that. And Vince Vaughn's like, that sounds terrible. Why do you do that? And they're like, it's Christmas. It's what you do, right? And it's just one of those things, which to an extent I get.
Well, here's where I'll asterisk mine. People are more than welcome to come to our house. Like I think my mom, well, but I think my mom and them have changed their mind because of, you know, COVID and stuff. But our door is always open. I just don't want to travel for Christmas. And I know we've talked about that before. So that's why, again, with having like the Friendsgiving, it's, I don't know. It's just the year of Friendsgiving because we're able to be with our friends. And I think we want to be with our families, but we have to make the best of the situation. And sometimes, you know, friends are the family you get to pick, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. And I'm confident that we'll never travel for Christmas.
Maybe when the kids are older.
It'd have to be older, yeah. But no time in the next 5 years.
By the way, for any of you avid Wind Down listeners, you know that's huge for Michael to say. Because boy, did we have an argument about that one.
Was like the beginning of Wind Down. That was early days.
You can't say that. And I'm like, no, but you can. By the way, I'm sorry if I sound like a man. My kid coughed in my face and he gave me whatever he had.
And don't worry, we're getting COVID tests later. just to double check.
Oh, man. No, it is like, I don't know. What would you, if you had the choice, like, hey, you know, would do Friendsmas or your parents can come? Your family. I'll say your family. So it doesn't feel like such a personal attack.
You know, both have their pros and cons. I mean, obviously family, you're always drawn more towards family. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's great for, especially when you have kids, it's great for the kids. I don't know. It's hard.
I think something that I realized, like, again, I'll always say, like, my family, absolutely, our door's open. Like, always yeah. Want our door open. It's going to the families where it's like, okay, we're going to go here at this time and here at this time. I'm like, I'm 37 years old. You're not going to tell me a schedule for when we are going to visit family. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember that one year, and it's like, I'm sorry, you want me to be up at what time?
And that was before we had kids. So that was back when we slept in.
Huh?
No.
I'm a grown adult.
We're going to be up at 8. Then we're going to eat breakfast. Then we're going to go to church. You're like, excuse you?
I was like, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think, again, doors always open. I'll always choose family. I love my family. I love, like, we just had my brother and his wife here. Best time ever. So fun. We play card games. And so I think the doors is always open, but because of COVID this year, it is that friends and we are, you have to be tricky this year too, even with, you know, Friendsgiving and, mm-hmm. you know, Friendsmas. It's like, you know, it's scary out there right now.
Yeah.
Which ones are being going out too much or ones are.
Oh, for sure. But I think that's what was cool about like Thanksgiving is the fact that it was just us and there wasn't stress around that. Like sometimes, you know, we could have even been guilty of it in the past where it's like, we're only by ourselves and we're not with so-and-so or so-and-so. We don't have friends with us or family or, and, you know, it could be sad or frustrating or, you know, create anxiety. So for everyone just to be like, if it is just you and the person you're with or your immediate family, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
I agree. I usually get really sad on holidays and I'm like, oh, it was just us and like, you know, and I'm like, it was just us and it was amazing. It was so relaxing and I got to organize.
Yep.
What did I do?
On Thanksgiving Day, I'm kind of taking some food to our friend's house and swapping food and because we initially planned on going over there, but obviously plans changed. So I come back and what's Jana doing? Oh, she's not relaxing. She's not just hanging out. She's literally rearranging Jolie's room. almost pulls her back out by trying to move Jolie's full size bed by herself. I'm like, you now Thanksgiving? I'm downstairs like basting the turkey and
I had already gotten my together. Salad and
you
my
did.
Sides done.
Your, all your stuff was done. All your homework was done. Yeah, but you just couldn't stop.
Well, I was making room for Santa.
Smart play.
Speaking of Friendsgiving, I would like to throw a little Friendsgiving on a relationship.
Let's hear it.
Topic. We had a little issue. Like Michael said, we were doing a... Oh, by the way, before I get into that story, talk about a Friendsgiving. We've got Tori Spelling and freaking Jenny Garth coming on the show today. They have a new podcast where they talk about 90210. It's 90210. Oh my God. Which is so
best,
genius.
The best title.
And I'm pumped about it because I didn't know about the podcast, but now I'm like, I love 90210. Did you watch?
It was a little bit before my, as Jana likes to say, we're different generations.
We are. And that is the proof in the pudding right there.
You're 3 years older than me.
It doesn't matter. Generationally wise and shows, 90210. I mean, I think this is kind of embarrassing and I can't even believe I'm saying this, but like Dylan, Luke Perry's character, like I think I was at the age where I was like, I used my hand to like pretend it was him, like kissing.
I thought you were going to say I was using my hand.
No, oh my God, Michael. Like,
hey.
No.
I was like, are you really about to say this on air right now?
No, like when you know you like the French kiss, like your hand. Come on.
Good save.
Danielle, have you done that before? You know what I'm talking about. And she's not even going to get on here, is she?
100%. My hand was definitely Lance Bass when I was 10 years old.
Oh, that's right, Lance Bass. So, God, Michael, get your head out of the gutter.
Hey, man. I'm just picking up what
you're
putting
down.
You guys
are gross, Mike. Come on.
Any guy. You said, I used to pretend that it was Luke Perry when I was using my hand. That is what you said.
Well, I mean, the age. Like, I would kiss my hand.
And then you're like
probably.
To kiss it.
I'm, like, joking. Like, but I would. No, I have. Let me just say, if we're going to talk about the M-A-S-T-U, that did not happen until my late 20s. Okay. So I was a late bloomer on that one.
On the episode of Friends and Friendsgiving, we're all friends here, so we talk about that kind of stuff.
Anyways, I loved 90210. But it was, I mean, yes, I'm older than you, but it was, I was a little young watching it.
For sure.
But I still watched it and I loved it. We should rewatch it. I think you'd like it.
That'd be a great one to do, which is what they're doing on their podcast.
Yeah,
they're rewatching it and they're giving all the juicy details and stuff behind the scenes, which I always love to know the real drama behind the scenes and how people are.
Okay, so before we get Jenny and Tori on, what I was going to say was because it is a Friendsgiving kind of year. I feel like the other night we were actually friends with each other in how we handled a situation.
We were.
So we were super pumped because like Mike said, we started rewatching Christmas shows.
Movies.
Well, show, movie. Apples, oranges. And we were kind of like making a joke, like, let's not talk to each other the whole day so we don't get into a fight. Like, obviously joking, but like, you
know. But kind of like, all right, let's not bring anything up that could stir the pot.
That could stir the pot. Like, we just want to have a really nice, relaxing night. Like, we just got our tree up. Like, we just want to chill and like.
Yeah, like our decorations are done. Our tree was up. We're like, oh my gosh, like after dinner and we put the kids down, we can have a fire going, the tree's up, decorations, all the lights off, just the twinkle lights that are on the tree and the garland and all that stuff. And we'll watch a movie. And we're like, oh my God, it's the perfect night. And we'll give each other foot massages.
Yeah. And it was like leading up to it, like we're all just like super cute and kissy and da 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 da. And then we get on the couch and Mike goes, so I think I want to buy, and then says like an amount of money for about something. And I get very stressed about money. And I think what made me really annoyed was that I'm like, now right now, you have to talk about this, like, right before we're about to have a really sweet movie night.
Have the movie queued up on the TV. I have it paused at the very beginning. All I have to do is push the button to play it. Pause it. And I was like, so, I want to buy something
for somebody. It was just a lot of money. And, you know, I get real anxiety around money and talking about it. And I just really didn't like the timing in which he brought it up.
Which I'll say, I'm big on that, because I've given that to Jana a bunch where she'll... It's like we've talked about on here before when we're getting ready for a date night and Jana's like, you know what would be great for the next date night is if we do something really fancy. I'm like, really? Right now, before we go on this date night, you want to talk about how much better the next one could be? I'm like, the timing is just terrible. And my timing was terrible on Saturday.
Awful. We started to do what we usually do, which is where we like dance and we go around in a circle. But then I feel like it was our first example of how we were able to take a breath, try to restart, have a healthy conversation. And I think it's...
We basically practiced what we preach in the book. We actually did it. And it was fantastic.
I know. I was like, all right.
Like, it wasn't seamless. It wasn't perfect, but we stayed in it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I want to asterisk, is that we stayed in it, because there was a point where I'm like, oh God, here it goes. Here's where Mike's going to start getting loud, start getting defensive. I saw your shield and I was like, gets up, goes in the room, and then we sleep in separate bedrooms. And I like saw you change it, and it was really cool to see. So I just think with the season, you know, just to remember that your spouse is your friend. And I think it's something that you learned about, because there was a shortage in the nursery at church, and I volunteer for the kids' nursery. And I wasn't able to watch church when we normally do, but Mike got to. And so the pastor was talking about friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you reminding me on that. Mm-hmm. You know, he was talking about friends, and like right now for the month of December, they're doing at our church, Crosspoint here in Nashville, they're talking about what the world needs now. And so every weekend, it's a different theme on like what the world needs now. And, you know, the one this past weekend was kindness. 2 weeks ago, it was goodness. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was talking about the difference between the two. And, you know, goodness is like your moral belief, like is who you are. Kindness are things that you do, like acts of kindness, right? That's why that's a phrase. And he was talking about things, and basically there's so many ways that people can be incompatible, right? And he was connecting it back to where if you're a believer in a higher power, and especially if you believe in the same higher power, he's like, that's all the compatibility that you need to connect with somebody else. They don't have to do the same thing as you. They don't have to look the same as you. They don't have to sound the same as you. They don't have to be like you. They can be completely different in so many ways, but the ultimate, you know, nucleus of the connection with somebody else is that simple. It can be your higher power. And he was talking about his 7-year-old and how they're just on a vacation or whatever, and his 7-year-old was, you know, making all these friends. He's like, gosh, I was like, I'm an adult in my 30s. Like, it's so hard to make friends at times. He's like, my daughter, you know, she's just like, the way she looks at other kids, she's like, oh, you're 7? I'm 7? You're a human? I'm a human? Cool, let's do this. And it can be that easy. Granted, we're drawn to people that may obviously do the same things we do and unfortunately maybe look the same as we do or are very similar to us. But it was just such a cool message in the times like this where it's like, man, if we can all just open our hearts to people who just have similar beliefs in a higher power and that kind of connectedness. And it doesn't have to be political. It doesn't have to be anything else.
What do you say about the wives too? Like the relational aspect of it, like your friends. Remember how you said like who can hurt you the most out of your friends?
Oh yeah. And he's
like,
yeah,
my wife.
He, you know, our pastor's talking about, you know, his therapist or his counselor that he sees. And they were on this friends topic, and his counselor asked him, he's like, you know, who in your life is close enough to you that can hurt you? And he was thinking and thinking and thinking. He's like, the only person I could think of was my wife. Mm. And he was like, all right, well, we got some work to do around that. Like, why he, you know, he starts going into like why he doesn't let other people in, why he doesn't have the friends that know him well enough, or he's let in well enough to hurt them, to hurt him. And it's such a good way to think about it. Because if you think about all the friends or acquaintances you have, how many of those people could do something that could truly like harm you emotionally? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just a good way to kind of judge your friendship or rate your friendship.
And also, you know, introspectively looking into with your spouse, you know, and treating them as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And remembering that.
Yeah.
Well, A, thank you for sharing. B, I love you. You're my friend. You're my friend, bro.
Yeah.
Speaking of friends, Jenny and Tori Spelling on the show. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on Wind Down.
You guys look so
nice.
I'm in PJs and we have no makeup on. Apologies. You guys look gorgeous.
Where are you?
We're in Nashville.
That's why you look so relaxed.
That is,
I want to be there.
That is very
valid
true.
Point. Me too.
Okay, so you guys have the 90210 OMG podcast, which by the way is so genius because as a 90210 lover, like I'm so excited to listen to this podcast now because I want to know all the details and the like the behind the scenes and you know just all of it.
How is it reliving that? So you guys are rewatching the series, correct? And then you podcast
yes,
about
we've never watched it together.
Oh, I've never really even sat down and watched the show because you know when you're making a show like that you're really caught up and then it was like 30 years ago. So if I did watch it, I've probably forgotten about it by now. But so it's nice to go back and watch it. And I'm literally watching it like a fan, like, ooh, what's going to happen now? Oh, I can't really, Brandon's so hot and look at them kiss. I love the whole thing.
He's addicted to it. Now you know what the craze was all about. You get it now.
Apparently.
30 years later, like, oh, we get it. It all makes sense. How many times, I have to ask this because I feel like anyone that sees a picture of themselves even 5 years ago, they're like, oh my gosh, why did I wear that? Or why did I have my hair like that? How does it feel seeing you guys like 30 years ago being like, that was the fashion? Or like, how many times does that happen?
Well, we're reliving the fashion right now.
Yeah, we're back in the 90s.
That's kind of true. Scrunchies and all.
We're kind of too old to get back into the 90s, though, I think, Tor. I think we need to, like, let the kids bring back the 90s, and we'll watch from the...
He's talking directly to me right now. Because I'm sitting here in a baby doll dress.
Yep.
Let me have my youth.
No, but it's super cringy to sit to watch. But also, like, I'm so appreciative of how cute I used to be and, like, how young I was. And, like, oh, my God, everybody looks so amazing. And now, like, I know what we all look like now. It's obviously we're all older, but it's cool to watch it.
It's hard, though. You look back and you're like, oh, why did I have worries then? Why? Like, I wish, and, you know, they say, you know, life is wasted on the youth, but, you know, I wish I could tell my younger self, like, don't worry, like, everything's great. Like, I look at that young girl and I'm like, wow, she was so cute. She had it all together. And off camera, I was just always so like, I don't look good. I was so worried. And it's like, oh, I wish I had confidence then. Like, I don't need it now.
No, it's so true. You're like, I know right. I'm awesome. I know I'm beautiful now. That's very true. Tori, I have a question about, so when I first moved to LA, one of my very first projects, I actually tested in front of your dad. And I just remember being like, oh my God, like, I mean, he is and was a legend. And, you know, being the creator's daughter, was that, did you ever feel like certain people were trying to be your friend because they A, wanted to maybe be longer on the show or get on the show? Like, how did you deal with that?
No, it was... The hardest part of being the creator's daughter was in my own head. Couldn't get past it. I was just like, they're not going to like me because I'm the producer's daughter. I felt like I had to go overboard. Like Jen knows, like and this was only in the beginning because I'm notoriously late. This is how bad I wanted to fit in. I got to set like an hour early every single day because I was like, if anything goes wrong, they're going to be like, oh, of course she's this because she's the producer's daughter. She feels entitled. So like went the opposite, but I was never treated that way from jump with any of the cast. They immediately embraced me. So it was just me.
And then with the characters too, I mean, and just obviously there was drama on any big set. When did you guys kind of go, you know what, we're, it's these many years past, like, why do we still have this animosity towards each other? Was there like that moment that we were like, why are we still fighting or having these feelings towards each other? Or was it just time?
I don't think there was ever fighting or animosity.
I think we've always been close, even from when we stopped filming. There was never a period of time where any of us were estranged from one another or not talking or mad at each. We were family. We're like brothers and sisters. And yeah, I mean, we might not see each other for months or years or whatever it is, but we all know that we're right there for each other whenever we need them. And like, I would do anything for one of them, you know?
Mm-hmm. And when we did BH90210 last summer, Jen and I created that and we got everyone together and it was so crazy to have our family back together. And you know, often, because people will say like, I can't believe the show only went one season, it didn't go. And I'm like, I still think about it. I'm like, what was the purpose? Why didn't? And I was like, oh, you know what? As much as we wanted to bring that back for the fans, maybe that was for us. Like it was for us to be back together. And that's what my newest takeaway from that situation, because it's still a bummer it didn't go forward. But it kind of brought us full circle with everybody. And we had one summer where we realized like, wow, you know, you can go home again. And these are truly my brothers and sisters for life, because being in that environment, we all regressed back to our like teen selves, like the very first day. Like, it's crazy. And, you know, we picked right back up where we left off.
What a cool experience for y'all. And on that topic of, like, you know, friends and family and everything, obviously we just had Thanksgiving. And, you know, Jan and I were just talking before y'all came on, and it ended up just being us. So it was just me, Jana, and our two kids. And, you know, we didn't have family in town. We didn't go see friends that we were going to do. And we realized it was one of our most enjoyable Thanksgivings to date. Mm-hmm. Because we're like, it's just us. Like, there's no small talk. There's no entertaining. There's not a million dishes to clean and everything. So we want to know, A, how y'all spent your Thanksgivings. And B, would you rather spend it with friends or family? Tough question, I know.
Well, we like to spend Thanksgivings and holidays together. Last year, Tori and her entire brood came over to our house.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
It takes like a minivan, a giant van to get you all here. But yeah, we spent it together and it was so fun last year. And I really missed having them here this year. But you're right. There was something really comforting and nice about it just being us, and there was no pressure. And we were literally like cooking and then laying around and thinking, wait, should I change my clothes for dinner? Should I... do I brush my hair or what do you guys want me to do? But we were just like comfortable all day. Yeah, and I loved it.
Same. We miss being with you guys, but yeah, it was just, my husband's filming out of town, so it was just me and the five kids. And we had fun though, like, because the pressure was off. Like, usually, by the way, like, my green bean bundles turned out better than ever this year.
No.
I know.
I don't want to hear about your bundles.
I'm telling you. Because it's usually the pressure of like, hurry, get them together, half bake, and then I brought to her house, and then it like had to cook more and it didn't come out right. And this time I was like, there was no pressure and everything turned out perfect. And of course, you know, that always happens. It's just us, no pressure, and it was the best ever. But next year I'm perfecting those bundles at your house.
Oh my God. I would like to have a bundle. I don't even know what a bundle is.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that, for y'all's clans getting together. Because, I mean, between y'all's kids, you have eight kids ranging from, what, 23 to 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have the whole scale there. I mean.
There's a lot of different developmental things happening all the time.
That's crazy. Our children span 2 decades.
That's insane.
Wow.
Speaking of 90210, though, I think you guys talked about it on your podcast, but – obviously, Donna, you said you and David are like happy and have kids. And then I when I was reading the interview or like the transcripts from your podcast, you said, Jenny, you said that Kelly was probably single, and it broke my heart. I was like, no, that can't, like, no. And now I feel like I have to like rewatch it to understand like what went wrong and like why, and like just like no, it made me really know. Sad.
I just made that up, but I think I like to think of her as like a super strong, independent woman that doesn't need a man. So that's kind of probably why I said that.
That's so funny. Do you have anything like from looking back, like when you're rewatching things that, I mean, obviously I don't think people should ever live with regrets or anything like that. But is there something from the show that you were like, wow, like this is, I wish I would have, you know, taken it in more or appreciated the moment that we were in? Or because I know it, like filming when you're younger, you're probably just like, you don't realize like punching everything happening. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you're young, you don't appreciate everything. And now looking back, for sure, I wish that I had taken it more in and appreciated it more and really acknowledged how just lucky we were, I was. And also, I would have probably held those relationships a little bit closer, like my relationship with Shannon or my relationship with Brian, or, you know, just different people, to really just be more open and sort of accepting of those relationships instead of finding times when we could have conflict or, you know, looking at the negatives of things, instead just really being appreciative of it all, because like that, it comes and goes and then you're on to the next thing, you know?
How is it for both of you with y'all's kids? Because I'm always curious, you know, with people of such notoriety or that have had success in such a difficult business, right? Everyone, and like you just touched on, Jenny, like it takes luck too, right? To an extent. Like, are any of your kids showing interest in getting into the entertainment field? And how is that as a parent, knowing, being like, having gone through it, knowing that it takes more than just skill and all this, it takes the stars aligning and the right place, right time. You know, how are you dealing with that as parents?
Do you have any kids that are any of the kids talking about wanting to be actors or anything like that, Tor? Because your kids are still little, kind of.
Jolie, our five-year-old, like she, when she came to visit me on set, I was filming something a few months ago, and she's like, I want to be an actress. So I'm like, haha, cute, because the next day she wants to be like, you know, a veterinary or like a doctor or something. So I think she's too young to understand now, but I don't know what I would say.
Tori?
A couple of my kids, like Liam, my oldest, who's 13, definitely, he's the one that has consistently shown interest. And at school, he does the plays and the musicals and stuff. So, well, when there was school, not virtual.
The good old days.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, I have my oldest daughter, 23. She was at NYU studying theater. Like, yeah, she wants to be in the business. And, she's living in New York right now, paying her dues, living on her own dime, and just really thinking like, this is how I have to do it. I have to do it on my own. And I want to have merit behind me, not just luck, not just my parents are famous, but it's in her genes. And I really do feel like she kind of feels like that's what she's supposed to do first, you know, like, but we encourage them to do anything and everything, obviously. But what do I want in my heart for them to be in the industry? No, yeah. I do not. I really don't. I feel like, yeah, it's a great life if you are lucky and if you know how to sustain it and make it a lifelong business. But if it's just a, you know, if you're Insta famous or if you're TikTok famous or whatever it is now these days, like, you're never going to be able to survive off that kind of fame. So if anything, I want them to, yeah, put in the work if they go into the business and know what their value is, because you have to know what your value is in this business or you just get taken advantage of and chewed up and spit out.
And just always constantly feeling like you're just not good enough. You get told no more than you get told yes. So it's just like,
yeah.
Is there one role that you guys haven't played that you want to play? Like Michael's not an actor. Really? He wants to play a, what do you want to play? You want to be in like a war movie.
Either that, I'm both ends of the spectrum. I could do that or I could do like The Greatest Showman. Either way.
Either one, yeah.
We want to do a remake of our favorite movie.
Oh, right, right.
Of which one?
We love comedy, so we would love to continue doing comedies together. Our favorite movie is Death Becomes Her.
Oh, that's so good. That was with Hudson.
Goldie
Hawn. Yeah, yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, that's – have you seen that?
No.
Where she gets a big hole in her stomach. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's such a good movie. It's a little before your time, honey.
We always say a mix between that and Grey Gardens.
Okay, I haven't seen
Grey Gardens. Our fate and Death Becomes Her. It's just like,
are you talking about movies we want to do or our actual lives?
I know. It's starting to blur. Like, everything we do starts to blur, whether it's work or life, because it all goes together hand in hand, which is nice. Like, there's no better job than getting to work with your best friend. So.
I'm sure it doesn't even feel like work when you guys are able to work together.
It's
not
true.
Not most of the time.
So what days does your 90210 OMG podcast come out?
Mondays.
Oh, Mondays. Yay. Amazing. So when you're listening to Wind Down, make sure y'all tune into 90210 OMG because, I mean, I'm super pumped now to go back. And I'm going to make you watch it.
Bring it.
Because there's so much I have to teach you about it.
About life.
About life and just everything. I picked a younger man, yeah. So he's a little before 902. He obviously knows about it.
How old are you?
I'll be 34 in a couple months.
You are young.
Yeah. My little peanut.
You're young too. You're
Jana likes to say we're different generations, and she's 37.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not a different generation.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. She talks to me like I'm 10 years younger than her.
Like 3 years is not.
No, exactly.
It's 4 right now.
4 years. Okay.
But I love you, ladies, and just thank you for just being awesome and for, you know, spilling the tea and the you know, all the goodness on your podcast. And I'm excited to listen to it too because I want to hear all about Brandon and Kelly and just all of it. So. But
well, thank you. Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck out there in Nashville.
We'll have to visit you in Nashville someday.
Anytime.
It's snowing Nashville. Right now, so you guys are missing
it. Is it?
It's frost. It's like
it's
a
flurrying.
It's flurrying. We're just looking out our window, and yeah. But we lucky. Love you guys. Stay safe in LA, please.
You guys
thank
too.
You.
Okay.
Bye, all right. Guys.
Bye, guys. See ya.
See y'all. Thank y'all.
I had their Barbies. I'm so glad I didn't tell them that. But I mean, I know Joke had the Barbies of the 90210.
It's just crazy, you know.
Donna, Kelly, like all of them.
When you know, we've been able to talk to a lot of people on this show and meet a lot of people. And it's been so much fun. And it's just, you take yourself back to your childhood self, even though they were basically kids. I mean, they're in their, you know, young 20s. But it's just crazy how things come full circle. And like now we're like talking to people like that where it, as a kid in your mind they're these larger than life people.
Yeah, no, I mean I totally hear what you're saying. It's one of those things where like watching it and making out with my hand as a kid I never think that I'd be talking to
thanks for clarifying
would I ever think that, you know, I'd be talking to freaking
no
Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth.
Yeah, it's just cool. You just realize how everyone is just a normal person when it comes down to it, you know. And that's just
what, stars, they're just like us.
And that's just what we want to, you know, leave y'all with going into the rest of this holiday season, man. It's just, we're all equal.
We're all friends.
Let's we're all humans. Friends.
Just don't small talk me when you meet me. Tell me like about your deepest, darkest, and then I'll be your bestie.
Don't small talk me. People are probably already nervous coming up to you.
Oh, shut it.
And they're like, don't small talk me.
No, that's like my favorite. Like we had, we
went. Like, hi, Jana. I'm a big fan. My daddy used to beat me.
No, my God, Michael, it's not funny. No, like, come on, you know, like when it's if you all ever see us out, like we were just got a Christmas tree, and someone said they read our book, and it was like we talked about it the whole ride home. We're like, that was so cool.
We love
said
that.
Hi to us.
We love that.
We like are obsessed with it. I just mean like. You know.
I know. I'm just joking with you.
Okay. God, you always make me so... I hate cat people. I hate, like...
That was the best.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. I love you guys. And don't forget when you're sending out your packages to use FedEx because they're awesome. I actually just shipped out some more Jolie and Jace because I bought everybody Jolie and Jace PJs.
And I just sent our niece and nephews their presents.
Oh, good job.
At FedEx the other day. So thanks, I think we're all set.
And be friends. Let's love each other and have a great holiday season. Bye.